U.S. Ski and Snowboard CEO Tiger Shaw says that they and other members of the Olympic movement are working to protect their athletes from all forms of abuse.
All of those things that are really forefront in the news today, but at the same time having a great athlete culture. So the athlete voice, are they heard? Do they understand how we're running as an organization? Do they understand our financing and what we're spending money on? And on top of it, the athlete feedback loop, which is so difficult, and everybody is so aware of the aspect of retaliation. So when you're a club skier or soccer player, you name it, and then something isn't right, people often don't speak out. And of course, the fear of retaliation really led to Larry Nassar being able to harbor his behavior for so long. So how do you break that cycle? And we're really doing a deep dive this year to understand really what we could do better as an organization. And it's hard. There's so many different aspects to keep track of, and selecting teams and being extremely selective organizations. It's very difficult to make the U.S. ski and snowboard teams.
Shaw says that every individual with influence in the Olympic movement in the U.S. must abide by the Safe Sport Civil Code and are subject to sanctions if they do not. An additional challenge that U.S. Ski and Snowboard is addressing is travel costs for their athletes. Each athlete incurs travel costs of anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000 a year, depending on the team. Shaw was happy to report that they've made strides to greatly reduce the personal contributions of funds required of athletes.
So the bottom line is that if you're a rookie or you are a development team member on our teams, you do have to bear part of that cost. It's generally not the whole cost. So maybe $10,000 or $15,000 as a young athlete, and you have to find a way to raise that. You know, you're coming from a club where you generally are having that kind of cost too. But once you start traveling globally, it's incredibly expensive. But most of our upper teams are fully, if not nearly fully funded as of this year, which is a giant change for us.
U.S. Ski and Snowboard is also working to help with the Utah Olympic Park expansion. Shaw says that all of the contributing companies and organizations are where future Olympians are built.
In the Sochi Games, if Utah had been a country, we would have been in the top six in the world in terms of Olympic medals. The Olympic movement here and the Utah Olympic Park expansion of their facilities and the ability to train there and concentrate there with many different sports is an exceptional setup. And so there is a way to expand the skiing and riding there. It already has, of course, the amazing pool and the airbag. Now they're going to put a new lift up this summer. It's wonderful to have everything concentrated in one place.
These and other items will be discussed as part of this year's U.S. Ski and Snowboard Congress in Park City from May 14th to May 18th. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.